Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get to our buddy, Aaron Taylor, who has a lot to celebrate. Just announced he is going into the 2021 class, the College Football Hall of Fame. We'll get to the game tonight for sure. 11 players. Two coaches, a star at Notre Dame back in the early 90s. Aaron Taylor's with us. First of all, congrats. Long overdue. You have to be feeling amazing. What's happening, buddy?
It's been pretty surreal, dude. It's I got to tell you, man, I've gotten more text messages and congratulatory high fives and people that I haven't talked to in quite some time just reaching out and really acknowledging something that, you know, I did 30 years ago. It's crazy from that standpoint. But I got to be honest, man, what I did today, this morning, when I found out, is I just sat down and started writing down the names of every person in my life that had played a role in allowing that moment to happen. And there were 100-plus names. And my intention is to call all of them. I've talked to probably 10 or 12 so far today. And just one of those days you'll never forget, man.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Awesome, you know, you think back to those early impressionable years. I mean, can you remember walking onto, I don't know what they call it at Notre Dame, grounds or campus, but you remember walking on 18-year-old? What was the first day like when you went to the out to South Bend?
Well, that's a great question, Tiki, because it really kind of set the tone for what it was. And it was actually on my recruiting trip in December in 1989. And I think 20 of the 26 of us that signed in that year's class were on that trip. And that was their big, you know, football banquet weekend. And Zorich was there and Tony Rice was there. And that was 2 years removed from the national championship that they had won in 1988. But Bryant Young was on that trip. Jerome Bettis was on that trip. Like, there was some dudes that were on that trip. And I think that's among the things that I'm – so thankful for, is looking back on all those relationships and all those people. Like, I'm not in the College Football Hall of Fame if I'm not blocking Bryant Young every day in practice, and Chris Zorich is a true freshman. Like, that whole iron sharpens iron deal is for real. But when I got there was something special and different about Notre Dame, and to know that, you know, just going there and doing what everybody else did, which is work as hard as I possibly could, that somehow, some way, for the all of eternity, I'm going to be remembered as having a Hall of Fame worthy career there.
And by the way, Aaron, I'm just a guess here. I'm guessing that Notre Dame didn't load up those recruits, bring you on a bus, and take you to a strip joint and give you money, right? It was probably a recruiting trip on the up, right?
No, that was more West Coast than the USC UCLA trip. But that's another story for another time.
Understood. Definitely a different time. Let's get to, again, congrats. We're so happy for you. I saw the news. We all retweeted it. It's just all, and well deserved. Most importantly,
appreciate you.
You got it, man. So tonight we're gonna get a close game. I mean, there's a million ways to start. Let's just start
close
with a
game. What's the over under?
Yeah, no. General synopsis. You think that the Buckeyes are ready to hang around tonight?
I do. I think they're ready to play, and I think what we saw them do against Clemson caught everybody by surprise. I had a chance to go back and watch that, and they're a legitimate team, and I think what makes them so special is that they can compete with this Alabama team at the line of scrimmage. Their offensive line really started to kind of find its groove and hit their stride, if you will, week 7, week 8. That's about all the games that they played, so they got a late start, so it takes a little bit longer to develop, but their offensive and defensive lines were a huge reason why they shocked the world beating Clemson in the readily fashion that they did. Now, the key is going to be if Justin Fields, their quarterback, can replicate 2 weeks or two games in a row, simply the best performance of his career. It was incredible how well he had played. And when you compare that to the way he looked against Indiana, where he struggled and got confused, where he looked against Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game, where he struggled and got confused. It was nothing short of remarkable. I would expect Alabama would be able to throw him some things. He can be careless with the ball at times, so that's something to keep an eye on tonight. But yeah, they have the firepower and the defense to make this a game tonight.
Yeah, but so does Alabama. And you know, I'm joking about the over under but seriously, this thing could get really high scoring. We saw this with the Ole Miss game early, the whole Lane Kiffin back with against Nick Saban, and then even Florida in the SEC championship game. Sometimes Alabama plays good defense, a lot of times they don't, and they just rely on being better offensively because of all the, I mean, they got every award winner on that side of the football. What does Alabama have to do in order to win this one? You know, mostly defensively. Forget, I mean, offensively, we know what they got to do, but defensively, in order to contain this Ohio State offense, which now looks really explosive again, what do they have to do to contain it?
No, those are great comparables that you brought up there, Tiki, because Ole Miss and Florida were the two shootouts that they had, and they still were able to outscore them.
Yep.
So the key tonight for Alabama is eliminating the big play. That is really what hurt Clemson in that ball game. And I went back and I watched the tape, and for them to be able to do that, to stop the big play, they have to tackle well, particularly at the safety positions. And their defensive lines, their outside linebackers, their DNs have to take advantage and be able to win their matchups against a very physical, aggressive tight end group that Ohio State brings to the table. When you look at their production on the ground, they had 12 carries for 197 of their total rushing yards. That's 78%. The other 32 carries only netted 57 yards. So it was feast or famine. So if Alabama can eliminate the big play, then Ohio State really hasn't proven that they can grind out the 4, 5, 6 yards per carry and march the ball down the field. Also, Justin Fields with those big throws, so many of those were contested, and the ball bounced right, and the DB just missed getting his hands on it. Alabama's quite a bit better in the defensive backfield than Clemson is, so that's going to be bode well for them, if you will. But stopping the big play, tackling well in space, particularly with their safeties, and winning at the line of scrimmage, particularly at the defensive end and outside linebacker spots, are what I'm going to be watching tonight.
We're talking to Aaron Taylor, and of course, CBS teammate here, CBS Sports Network college football analyst. He's going into the 2021 College Football Hall of Fame with 10 other players and two coaches, an amazing honor. I just want to take you back to a word that you used with Fields here. You said, you know, replicate. Can they win? Because he's not having that kind of a game, I think we'd all probably agree with, for some of the reasons you just identified, mainly because Alabama's defense is just flat out better than Clemson's. But can Ohio State win with Fields playing a good game, or must he be great?
Fields has to be great tonight. He was a big reason and a big factor in what it is they did. Remember, in the Indiana game, when he was confused, he threw three interceptions.
Yep.
We were all touting him going into that, is that the fact that he had more touchdowns than he had incompletions so far up to that ball game. So he's proven that he can be rattled and he will put his team in jeopardy. Now, the benefit is the emergence of the running game with Trey Sermon and what that offensive line has been doing. To his point, to your point, he has to be great tonight. He is going to have to make some throws and get themselves out of situations that Alabama is going to give them where that's the difference. I don't believe that the running game in and of itself is going to be enough, because you can eliminate one of those variables. What makes Ohio State so tough to defend and what Clemson struggled mightily was they were getting gashed in the run. But when you break it down and you look at the tape a little bit, almost all of those big runs they had were against light boxes. They were against misalignments and misfits by the defense, or they were tempoed, where Clemson just simply wasn't lined up. Mm-hmm. We've seen that hurt Alabama when they were playing Ole Miss, as Tiki brought out. So that's a strategy I would expect them to employ. But if they can't get that run game going, then it's going to be really hard for Justin Fields and Chris Olave and the rest of those great tight ends and receivers to be able to take advantage of an Alabama defense that sees that on a weekly basis.
Hey, Aaron, we only got about a minute and a half left here, but you know, Notre Dame, actually, your alma mater, did the best job of curtailing Alabama, and that may have just been because they pulled their foot off the gas. Is there a way for Ohio State to keep Alabama from doing what they've done to everybody, which is score 50 points?
Well, you mentioned the 11 postseason awards that Alabama has gotten, and one of those was the Joe Moore Award that I co-founded, that was named after my offensive line coach in college at Notre Dame. the best unit on that football team isn't the wide receivers, isn't the quarterback. It's the offensive line.
Yep.
Ohio State's strength of their team, very quietly, is the defensive line, particularly against the run. If Ohio State's going to win this game tonight, boys, they're going to have to do something that nobody else has been able to do this season, and that is win at the line of scrimmage. They're going to have to dominate the offensive line and get pressure, not being able to blitz, because we know what Mac Jones and Devontae Smith and that wide receiver group can do when you bring pressure, and they've got to be able to stop the run. If they can do those things and keep Najee Harris in check, then I think Ohio State's going to continue to shock the world and pull off a win that nobody thought that they would have a chance to do.
Aaron Taylor going to finish up with that list and making those calls and enjoying what's a day you'll never forget, man. Congrats.
Appreciate you, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.